everybody to the last SHAC meeting of the school year.
Yes.
Today is April the 24th. We're starting the meeting at 4:15. If you want to go ahead and start introducing yourselves.
Cindy Garcia, Principal OJH.
Belinda Reese, School Counselor, Junior High.
Jason Pfluger, Behavior Coordinator, Junior High.
Adisela Tortorello, Junior High, High School Nurse.
Lisa Bettis, district nurse.
Katie Young, elementary nurse.
Brianna Garcia, assistant principal, OES, OIS.
Lisa Marietas, principal, OIS.
All right, our mission is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and community. So if you want to go ahead and pull out the minutes from our last meeting and go ahead and read those.
I motion to approve the minutes.
I second. Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
All right, we're going to go ahead and cover reports from each committee. Unfortunately, committee members for nutrition and physical education were not able to make it. So for health services, we're working on student immunizations for the upcoming school year, 7th grade, and kinder requirements. Notices will be sent home to students who will need immunizations next school year. We're doing follow-ups on vision, hearing, scoliosis, and AN referrals, making parent phone calls, getting notices to go home to parents so that all medications here at school are picked up by the last day of school. We've ordered and replaced all AED pads, both adult and pediatrics, and pediatric pads expire May 16th. We ordered new EpiPens and we'll be replacing all EpiPens this week. EpiPen Juniors expire 4/30/2025. Ordered new quick clot gauze for the stop the bleed kits. Those still haven't come in, but they expire in February of 2026. Once I get them, I'll replace them for the whole district. And we're working on end of year state reports for vision, hearing, scoliosis, and AIDS. Healthy school environment.
Since our last meeting, we did have our fourth campus that was audited, a safety audit. That was a junior high campus. There were no findings, so all campuses successfully passed their audit this year. I know some campuses are still finishing up all of their safety drills as we approach the end of the school year.
Thank you. Health education students are still using the Great Body Shop currently. We had a lot of education go on during the health fair as well. Counselors?
We completed all course selection for 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, incoming 6th graders, 7th and 8th graders. So we will start the master schedule so we can start getting that ready for next year. We are almost done with testing, so I just have 2 more to go, and we're finished. So
awesome. All right, thank you, ma'am. Family and community involvement. I know that they just had the conference. Yes, the family conference in Sitton. Do y'all know what day that was? Did that happen? Anybody know? The date? Do you know what day that was? April.
It was the beginning of the month.
It was the beginning of the month?
Or was it at the end of March?
Did they have picture not on them?
I remember in the picture that they posted, there was a few parents, maybe like eight.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So on April 3rd, that's when they posted it, and there's one.
Okay, awesome. All right, health promotion for staff. So I got a call the other day, the imaging company that has come in previously to do like our scans, they wanted to come like here April and May, and I told him that was like an impossibility. I said, it's too crazy right now. I said, he said, well, I can come. It was on the day that we had the in-service. He's like, well, I can come like tomorrow for your in-service. I said, no, sir. I said, we can't do that. I said, I'm open to discuss it for the beginning of the school year next year. I said, but that's not even possible for this school year.
No, not right now.
So is that something we'd be interested in doing for next year, though? The imaging where they come in and you pay like $75 to get your heart checked, vessels and stuff? Okay. Then I'll get with y'all when we might possibly get to do that. And then the Esteem Health curriculum was approved by the school board on 3/17 for the 25-26 school year. I spoke with Christine Yee 2 days ago about training dates for our district. So she said basically what they can do, she needs a tentative schedule for lessons, who will be teaching which lessons, and how students will be grouped, and set up a parent night. She said there's 14 lessons, and so some people do it 14 days in a row. Some people do it once a week for 14 weeks. She said that's the most popular way that they do it, and it just depends on how we want to do it. So really it's intermediate and junior high that's doing it. How do y'all want to schedule those?
Because this is to cover that TEEK that's going to
replace the
Great Body Shop, right?
Yes, so instead of Great Body Shop, 5th grade through 8th grade will be doing this instead.
Kind of like the 14 lessons, one lesson a week.
You like that? So weekly for intermediate?
That's probably the best way to do it.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. I think we agree as well.
In junior high as well?
Mm-hmm.
Junior high as well. Okay, and so then she needed to know how you wanted to group them. So did we want to do where the school district teaches the non-human sexuality portion, and then they come in and teach it, or did we want to go ahead and see if they could possibly teach it all? But she said even if they do teach it all, the district still needs to be trained. So we still have to do a training day for our staff.
I personally think that it's better if they come in and do it. Because
okay.
That's always been the hardest part is the teachers finding the time to be able to do it. That's fine if they're trained, but if they can come in and do it for us, I would prefer that.
Okay, so even if they did, we would still have to.
That's
fine. How are we going to do it?
We would use enrichment time.
Okay. Okay. And how do you want to do it, Lita?
I do it during the time.
Do you know how long those lessons would be? 14 of them?
I think it was like a class period.
Class period? Okay.
50, 55 minutes,
okay.
She said. And so, do you want them to come in and do them themselves?
I think so.
And so then,
there's no, the teachers, feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, some of it's not human sexuality, it's just health. Stuff.
But I think that was part of the thing too, is that was hard with Great Body Shop, is for them to know how to roll it out and all of that stuff, and then learning that whole format. And I think that was where it got a little sticky. So if they can come in because they know the format and how to roll it out, that just it covers it, because that was one of their selling points.
And maybe the teacher can still be there.
Because
she told me that she might be the one coming in to teach, and she goes to 8 schools. What if she calls in sick, or what if something happens, and I don't know how that works. I'm just thinking that.
Yeah.
She didn't tell me that. She said they could come in and teach them. But what if something were to happen? Could the teacher go ahead and step in?
But I would also assume if they're coming in, it's going to be a larger group they're going to want. They're not going to send in 15 people in different classrooms. And
I'm not thinking that they're going to.
Yeah.
I really don't know how it's looking on her part. Because she made it seem like she would probably be the one coming in to do it. But then if you think about it, it's three grade levels here, and then one grade level over here. She would probably try to do them in one day, I would think, but I don't know. And how would that look? That's another thing that I have to talk to her about.
Yeah.
She kind of wanted to come in and talk to y'all. So would y'all be open to doing that?
I would rather her
so
do that.
So that we can have the questions answered, because really, she kind of answered some of the questions, but like, as we're discussing, there's other things that are coming up that I don't
know
the answer to.
The thing is that like, I could see doing this in the science class for, you know, sixth and seventh grade, but you cannot do it in eighth grade. Like, there's just no way you're going to be able to do that. The only way you can do it in eighth grade is through CCR
or enrichment.
That's the only way. Like, there's no other way to do it.
Okay. So, do y'all know, anybody have their calendar to know, like, what day it would be okay for her to come in and talk to you guys? Admin?
Any time after the, like, May 10th?
May 10th?
I would think.
Can you talk to us before the start of the next school year?
I think she wants to try to hash everything out because they want to put everything in. But it's a grant. It's a grant that I'm not having to apply for, but I have to put in an MOU for the grant so we can get it. And they want it set out kind of how we're going to be teaching it. And so they won't order
the
material and stuff until we get all this hashed out.
I would say sooner the better, so they get on their calendar.
Or after what date?
Okay,
after what date?
After the 10th,
would
be okay?
Well, I mean,
if it's sooner, then it is what it is.
Right, yeah. We'll try to. The only. We have certain things that are due by the 2nd, by next week, right? So I have like stuff set up then, but we can figure it out. Like, just see when she's at.
Do you want to do
it
during the school day?
During the school day.
During the school day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I'll get with her and see when she can.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
When she can do
have
it.
Grade 3.
Okay. And then the other thing would be the. So she's saying the day that she has available to do the training for our staff, she's like she prefer the 4th of August, but we already have stuff going on that day.
We don't.
She can do the 6th. What day, Lita? You have the 4th, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then Lisa has the 5th. So the 6th. Y'all think that we could have our staff coming in?
I was gonna say that'll everybody will already
6?
Be back. No.
Yeah, but you don't think they're doing the orientation that way?
That's what they usually do.
Not on that first day.
It's usually already on our campus. Like they'll do. You're talking about
like
vocation?
Yeah.
It's not the first day back. Last time it was plus Friday or after we had already met with the staff.
So how long is it going to take her to talk to us?
So for the staff? Or I'm not sure. We can ask that at that thing too. But let's wait till we meet with her to talk about when we get our date.
And that way maybe y'all can find out from this car when they're planning on doing it. So that way we know that it doesn't conflict.
Yeah. Okay.
I can say she can do junior high. She could. We wouldn't have anything to do.
I think she's saying she just wants to come one time.
Because they're
going to
do stuff to bleed that day.
Yeah.
And it's one of those pink days.
But let's talk about it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So we'll talk to Christina Yee, and then we'll figure out how we're going to do the training. Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. All right, health initiatives for the 25-26 school year. Anybody have any ideas on health initiatives we can bring for the district? I like that they're doing that fun run at elementary, but I think they had to reschedule that.
Mm-hmm.
But that sounds fun. I even thought about maybe trying to do the fun runs that have the obstacle courses or the jumping things,
mm-hmm.
like a family day like that maybe. I've thought about maybe we can have parents donate that the
inflatables.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I think that'd be kind of fun. But we can discuss that next year as well. Health fair was a success. We had 10 vendors show up. The kids had a blast and junior high students joined us and I think that worked out well. I don't know if y'all got any feedback on that.
I think the only there was one class that didn't get to go for 7th grade because of the lunch break.
Yes.
And then the first grade.
The first
grade.
Oh yeah, the first grade.
Because they weren't
grade.
Set up.
Yeah. They weren't set up. But yeah, I mean, the kids seemed like they had fun. They came back with all their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then maybe we can do it like that again next year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, anything else anybody else would like to discuss? No. All right, well, the meetings.
Sorry, there's one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
With the.
Oh, yes, I need to discuss that.
Yes. Okay, go for it.
Okay, sorry. So, y'all asked me about the CPR for the, not CPR, Stop the Bleed for the 7th through 12th graders, and I've already turned it in to Hyman. And I was going to show you guys the one that we have. And so this is how it's going to look on our website, and then there's going to be a link here that leads to a parent notice about it, and then a permission slip. So that's how we're going to cover that portion. So I sent it to Ms. Carr. Ms. Carr said, go ahead and get it started, and then Hyman has it, and I'm just waiting for him to put it on there. He'll put it on the junior high website, high school website, my wellness website, and then on the banner.
Question. And this is the one for the house bill, right? That
yes.
We have to offer it.
Yes,
it's optional. Require it, but offer it.
Yeah. Okay. And so once they do the training online, they're going to give their certificates to y'all to put in their Q folder, and then I'll need a copy, and then I can do the hands-on. The other thing that we were going to discuss is we previously spoke about the creatine, not the
energy drinks.
I got with Ms. Carr. She's looking at the health plan, our wellness plan, and then she's going to get back to me, she said. Any questions about that? No? Anything else anybody else wants to share? All right, our meeting is adjourned at 4:35.